Hello and welcome to Pancreas Pals. I'm Emily.
And I'm Christy. We're just two gals in our 20s trying to live our best type 1 diabetic lives.
Every week we tackle a new topic from the diabetic perspective. Although we offer tips, we are not medical professionals, but we also offer plenty of anecdotes and general thoughts about how to embrace the type 1 lifestyle on your own terms.
It's not always easy to do through all of the literal highs and lows, but it does help to have a pancreas pal to turn to.
Hi guys, welcome to Pancreas Pals. Emily here.
And Christy.
And today we have a special guest. We have Jennifer from B-Mixed. Hey Jennifer, welcome.
Hi guys, how are you?
Good, we're so excited to
have
you here.
Welcome to Pancreas Pills.
Woohoo! Okay, so for those who don't know, Jennifer started this really cool company called B-Mixed, and it is a, I like to say diabetic friendly, but it's really for everyone. It's sugar free. Actually, Jennifer can just hop on in and start telling us about it if she pleases.
Sure. It is a no-calorie, no-sugar, natural cocktail mixer that, you're right, is great for diabetics, but honestly, it's for everyone because who really wants all the extra sugar or calories?
True. So true. So what makes this even more interesting and appealing for us pals is that Jennifer is a fellow type 1 diabetic, and so she knows our struggles and is a fellow pal in the community. And I actually first got to learn about B-Mixed when she came and talked to JDRF at the YLC. So fun times there, and I got to sample some of the mixes, and oh my God, so good. And I actually was at an event for work, and B-Mixed was one of the people there. And I was like, oh my God, this is coming full circle because my day job is not diabetes. Well, I guess it's everyone's side job, but anyways. Jennifer, do you want to tell us a little bit about your diagnosis and kind of how you came to start this?
Yeah, sure. So I was diagnosed when I was 6 years old, and it was over the summer. It was after kindergarten, and I was at camp, and I guess it was a day camp, and I guess I was going to the nurse's office a lot. I think I thought at the time it was because I really didn't want to go swimming and because the water was freezing. But, you know, after several weeks, they told my parents, and so my parents took me to the doctor, and, you know, it was one of those things kind of looking back. My mom was like, yeah, you were drinking so much. I remember going on, you know, a 3-hour car ride, and we had to like pull over to go to the bathroom like 30 times. And she really,
we've all been there.
Yeah. And it was one of those things, like, she had no idea why. I just thought I was being, you know, a 6-year-old who, you know, really couldn't hold it, or just saying they had to go to the bathroom because they wanted to get out of the car. And I had lost a lot of weight, but it really wasn't anything super, super traumatic. And so I went to the doctor, left, it was a Friday, and then got a call Friday night that I guess there was, I don't even remember what it was called, but too much sugar in my urine. Right. And so, and I wasn't even, I was high, I think I was like in the 350s, but it wasn't something crazy. And so then I went back in and went to the hospital, and that's when they diagnosed me. But there wasn't one of, it really, luckily, wasn't one of those kind of crazy stories where I was in a coma or anything.
Shout
like
out
that.
To Christy. but that's good. I mean, as good as a diabetes diagnosis can get.
Right.
So
exactly.
And then you've had it for a very long time. So, you know, well, not a very long time, but you've had it since you were 6. So, you know, the struggles of going to college with it, of really, you know, drinking and all these options that are out there, can you tell us a little bit about how B-Mixed came to be and how diabetes played any role in that?
Yeah, definitely. And also, so my younger sister, who's 3 years younger, is also type 1.
Oh, wow.
So I got,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, which is crazy. She was diagnosed after me. So it was one of those things, sort of got to experience everything for myself and then saw her go through all of the stuff too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That must
so
have been great for her to have just kind of an example, someone in the house to ask questions for, though.
Yeah, no, it was great because it was sort of, I went through everything, trying all the different things, and then she saw what worked, what didn't work. And again, obviously, so many of the stuff is personal because it's not one thing works for everyone,
right.
But definitely when you can hear things that work for others, definitely helps. But yeah, for college, I think my mom had a lot of sleepless nights going into it because obviously the realities are, sure, you know, as someone going to college, you are going to drink, and it's one of those things you don't really talk about with your doctor. It's
right.
Like, yeah, you're not supposed to do that. So you kind of, that's it. But the reality is that wasn't that necessarily the case for me. And it
me
was
neither.
Okay, what do I, you know? Right. And it's like, okay, so if I'm going to have a vodka cranberry and that's really going to spike my blood sugar, but realize that I can't do insulin when I get home, even if I'm 300, because it's going to go super low overnight. Or even if I
that happens to me every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, or even if I come home and it's like 120 and normally you'd be like, this is great. It's like, nope, got to have some graham crackers and peanut butter. So it was kind of one of those like, oh man, like there's really nothing great. Cause if you're going to have, you know, like again, like a vodka cranberry or even vodka, you know, a gin and tonic or really anything out there, they have so much sugar and it just spikes your blood sugar, but then you can't do insulin, or if you do, you overcorrect. Right. And it sort of just got into this like terrible situation where then I'd go low overnight, then I'd wake up high and it was like, oh man, this is just sucks.
You're describing my college career right now.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and honestly, it doesn't even end after right. college, because it's not like open. Now you're an adult in the real world, so you've really figured this out.
Now you can legally drink.
Your, right. your pancreas has decided to cooperate because you graduated.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Exactly. It does definitely does not work like that. And so VMix really came about because I was, you know, after then years of going to restaurants and bars or people's houses and asking people to make a drink, you know, a bartender to make a drink without sugar. And they'd like look at me like I had like three heads, because the reality is you can't make a drink that doesn't have sugar, because so much of what makes a good tasting cocktail, which is what people care about, is the balance of the sweetness and the citrus.
Right.
And then I was at business school in the time. And with my friend Christina, who is a big host, and we were at her apartment and she was making a mojito, which involves simple syrup, which if you watch anyone make is horrifying.
It is.
You're just literally pouring in like straight white sugar and water. And she was making it and like, you're like, oh my God, I can't serve this. Like she was like, I can't serve this to you. You're diabetic. And let alone like who actually wants to drink this type of thing.
It tastes so good.
And so then we went... It tastes so good, but it's literally
straight sugar.
And yeah, and it's, you know, it's kind of one of those things you don't realize, but bartenders add it into so many drinks because it makes the drinks taste so good. And so we went, you know, to the grocery store, the liquor store, to kind of get something that didn't have sugar and was natural, and realized like, wait, there is literally nothing out there that is natural, doesn't have sugar, doesn't have calories, and tastes good.
Right.
Because who really wants something that doesn't taste good? You can have a vodka soda.
True.
And
or just straight vodka.
Vodka sodas are alcoholic water, to be clear. I figured this out very late in the game, but I came to realize it's just alcoholic water.
Yeah. No, I've never sipped a vodka soda and been like, wow, I'm so glad I did this. Like, I sip it and then have that face.
This tastes great. I'm living
my best life. But B-Mix has so many, you guys have so many solid flavors, and I know I've tried your margarita, which is amazing. And can you tell us a little bit about how you came up with the flavors? Like, was it a personal preference that started it?
Yeah. So the first flavor that we came out with was actually the cucumber mint, and we worked with, it started, we were in Boston at the time. We were like going to our favorite bars and like
Ayo.
Literally getting drinks and pouring them into water bottles so that we can like mass produce them. Very scientific. And then we started working with some bartenders really to kind of make a great tasting drink. Cause as I was saying, you know, if it doesn't taste good, no one's going to order it again. And so then it doesn't really matter. So, you know, working with the bartenders, looking at the cocktail menus, really seeing what was out there and what people wanted, and also what alcohol people wanted. And like, you know, we're talking about vodka sodas, and the reality is vodka is a super popular drink.
It is.
So it's sort of like we wanted something that went with that. And so the cucumber mint goes well with all of the light spirits, vodka, gin, tequila, light rum. And also the great thing is it actually just goes with club soda. So a secret is that you don't have to make be mixed with alcohol. You can just
True.
Add it to water, sparkling or not, and some ice. And so you kind of are like, okay, I need to have more water, but I don't love the taste of it. You don't really want to have, you know, soda, and we obviously definitely can't have juice. So a lot of people just have it as a mocktail.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's
which
great.
Is it, which is
this real. Is the definition of like give the people what they want.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is like something for everyone.
Exactly. And so that's been like kind of a fun thing that we didn't honestly think about when we first started it. We just thought about cocktails, but then realized like, wait a second, people don't necessarily want to drink all the time. And you know, if they're going out or having people over, you want to have something that is really for everyone. And so,
so true.
And so that was a cucumber mint. And then, you know, ginger was so popular, sort of like the rise of the Moscow mules. And everyone loves those copper mugs. But the reality is ginger beer.
They are so much fun to
hold. They're so fun. It just like automatically feels festive. And but ginger beer has so much sugar in it. And so, you know, people don't necessarily realize that. And so ours obviously doesn't have any sugar. And so that was kind of the reason behind the ginger beer. And that one goes great with vodka, you know, tequila, rum, whiskey, bourbon. And we actually have some really fun beer cocktails with that one as well. With some beer. Yeah.
I am living for this right now.
it's like, perfect.
And Your Instagram is so cool too, because you guys
do... This feels like a personal tale to me.
You guys do a lot of cool, like you feature a lot of the awesome events that you guys do, but then you also show a lot of the finished product of actually what Be Mixed is, and your packaging is so fun as well. So how did you come up with, you know, the name? And I mean, aside from the obvious mixer aspect of it.
Yeah, it was sort of, you know, we were just tossing around some names and we really like this idea of be and kind of it's, you know, be who you want to be and really this idea of make it your own. We're not telling you how you have to make a drink, how you have to drink. It's really kind of about being yourself. And then mixed obviously is, you know, kind of so people know what to do.
This is what it is and this is what it's for. So that's awesome. And do you guys have
any... You can also mix it up because there are so many options with
exactly.
this.
So true. Do you guys have any newer flavors coming down the pipeline?
We'll have some new flavors for summer.
Okay, cool. Very cool. And where can people pick this up?
So nationwide, you can buy it on our website or on Amazon or Jet. And then sort of in the New York and Northeast area, we're in Whole Foods, Wegmans, King, ShopRite. We're in HEB in Texas. It sort of depends. We're based in New York, and so that's where we have the most of our distribution in the surrounding area. But you can get it online everywhere.
I love
There's
that you're
a Whole Foods across the street from me, so I know what I'm doing this afternoon. On a Sunday.
It's perfect for Sundays.
It's perfect for everyone. Christy is like so living her best life just even learning about this. So she's like so ready for it.
I know. Well, it feels so personal because I live in Boston and Mama likes to drink. So I am quite literally absorbing everything you're saying.
It's so personal.
I know what I'm giving to everyone for Christmas.
Yeah, they are getting great holiday gifts.
Everyone's getting B-Mix. So then when I go over and they ask me what I want, I can be like, oh, how about that thing I gave to you as a gift for you? Wouldn't that be so much fun if we open that
like,
up together?
It's like an Oprah giveaway. Like, you get B-Mixed and you get B-Mixed. It's like Christmas version. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So check out their website, bmixed.com. Or no, it's B_mixed.com.
BE-mixed.com.
Yeah, BE-. Sorry, I was looking at your Instagram, which is BE-mixed, just one word. And they have so many aesthetically pleasing pictures of all of the cocktails that I want right now, even though it's a Sunday. Don't judge me, whatever.
I know,
judgments.
Well, I'm thinking about this, especially in terms of the holidays, because as you guys know, for... At least in my family, food and eating is such a big part of any holiday celebration. So there's already enough to deal with in terms of guesswork about what is on like the appetizer table.
Right.
And all of the side dishes for Thanksgiving and whatnot. Like there's already so much guesswork that goes into it. How nice would it be? I really am living with this right now. Like how nice would it be to just have one less thing
to worry about.
To have all of this guesswork go into.
And it still tastes good, and that's what's important. Well, that and, you know, keeping track of your diabetes, I guess.
Yeah, that too, but also the taste.
The taste is so important. So a few more things that we want to talk about. We're starting to wrap up our season, so this is definitely something that we're really pumped that we finally got you on and we were able to coordinate everyone's schedules. And I can't wait to, I need to, like, bring some Be Mixed down south, get it in Jacksonville.
Yeah, definitely. And our mini, we have single serve mini 4 ounce bottles. You can just pop them in your bag so you can take them wherever you go.
Yeah, okay. So that's
for those of us who are stuck in the Northeast all the time, let me know if there's like a warm beverage mixer.
Oh, true.
Well, or you can make a hot toddy with the ginger lime.
Ooh.
Boom. Book it. Sold. Done.
That's what you're going to be doing next to the fire, Christy. But you guys sell some, you sell them alcohol-free, but there are some alcohol-mixed ones, correct? Or was that just at an event?
No, so they're all, no, so they, none of them have alcohol in them, but we have recipes online.
Okay.
So you can make, yeah, so you can make drinks, and again, for all of the recipes, you can honestly sub out alcohol with club soda.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay. Wow, I think I had, like, convinced myself, because I was at an event, and Samara was there. I think I got her name right.
SOS. Yes.
And
yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, nailed it. Thank you. Shout out to Samara. She's so sweet. But
and her brother's type 1.
Yeah, so she was like, she's so amazing about it. She's like so gung-ho about how you're type 1 and her brother's type 1 and I was type 1 and we were just having like a type 1 meetup basically unintentionally. But I was at an event for work and I guess they had mixed it up when I wasn't looking type of thing because I just thought that it was already alcoholic in that one little bit, but they were just
I think she just pre-mixed them up, but then none of them have alcohol.
Gotcha. Awesome. So I'm trying to make sure we covered everything here. I'm like super pumped for this. Christy, do you have any other questions that you wanted to ask Jennifer?
No, I'm not even kidding. I'm taking notes on this little post-it next to me.
Oh my gosh, I almost forgot to ask, how do you get such a great taste with so little sugar? Can you tell us a little bit more about that and go into all the good details?
We use a blend of all-natural and zero-glycemic index sweeteners, monk fruit, stevia, and erythritol, and a blend of all-natural fruit and vegetable extracts so that we have a great taste without the sugar and calories.
You've definitely succeeded. Well, we just want to thank Jennifer for coming on again, and we're so excited to learn more about Be Mixed. So make sure you guys go to their website, which is be-mixed.com, and head on over to their Instagram for all of the best cocktail creations in zero calories, zero sugar, diabetic friendly. It is just Be Mixed on Instagram. No hyphen anywhere, just Be Mixed. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at @pancreas_pals. Slide into our DMs with anything you want to hear next season because we are wrapping up the season and we are so excited. Again, thank you so much, Jennifer. And we're excited to continue drinking Be Mixed and see what you guys have in store. Have a great week, everyone, and thanks again.